Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, why don't you just give us an overview to start off of what the markets have been doing the past month or so?
Well, let's just start with wheat. On September the 10th, they bottomed out at $6.60. This is cash prices at Medford, Oklahoma. By October 1, it was back up to $7.25. It's been wallowing around between 7 and 7 and a quarter, and now it's right around 7.20 up at the upper limits of that range. And it's just moving sideways now.
How are corn prices looking?
Well, you look at corn, you go back to late August, early September, $5.51. Corn prices started down. By September 8th, a pretty rapid fall, $4.95. Since September the 8th, the corn prices have been moving mostly sideways, relatively large range between $4.95 and $5.27. Now the current price is around $5.20, so we're up at the upper end of that range also.
And then what are you seeing in terms of soybeans?
Now, soybeans is separate from corn and wheat. Soybean prices have been increasing into September. On September 1st, they peaked at $12.67 cash price Medford. Since then, they've traded between $12.67 and $11.30. They hit that low on October the 13th, and they've recovered a few cents up to $11.75. Right now, soybeans is still technically on a downtrend, but it looks like they're trying to establish a sideways pattern.
So in terms of things that are stabilizing, what are some of the reasons behind that?
Well, with wheat, 90% of the 2021-22 wheat crop has been harvested. There's still a little harvesting going on. You look at the southern hemisphere, Australia, Argentina, the big exporters, their harvest is starting right now. So the world and the market has a relatively good handle on the wheat supply for the 21-22 marketing year. You look at corn, harvest price in the United States about 54-55% done. We've got plantings going on in Argentina and Brazil. So the market is comfortable. That's stabilized. You look at soybeans. The soybean harvest in the United States is actually a little bit ahead of the corn harvest. And again, they're planting the beans in Argentina and Australia. So the market is comfortable with the planted acres coming up and the current harvest. You look at what they're talking about on wheat, it's what's the planted acres going to be for the 22 crop. So things are just kind of in a lull right now. And you talk about China. China, they've had problems with potential economic system. They haven't been importing a lot of product right now, so that's kind of calmed down. So it's just kind of in a lull, waiting to see what's going to come down the pike.
And then let's talk about cotton, last but not least, but kind of what's the picture there?
Well, cotton's the good news. You know, cotton prices, looking at the ICE futures, got up to 112 cents. It backed off to about 105. It's back up to 108 cents right now or so. So cotton prices are relatively high and look like they're going to stay there for a while.
Okay, great information, Kim. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.